why I take a daily relaxation pill, loving myself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Why I Take a Daily Relaxation Pill, Loving Myself. Good question. Am I worthwhile to love myself? Am I a worthwhile person to be with? Do I think that I'm a nice being? Do I enjoy my own company? Why do I want to be with myself? Why did I choose to be born in this body? Why did I choose to live this life? Why didn't I live somebody else's life? Why didn't I be born in somebody else's body? Why didn't I be experiencing somebody else's experiences? I chose mine because I like me. And I take a daily relaxation pill saying, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. Now, in saying that I like me, I'm not saying something that's false. I'm not saying something that I would like to be. I'm saying something that is a fact and is an experience that I have right now. I like me. I enjoy my company. I enjoy being with me. I enjoy being in my world. I enjoy being the person that I am. I take this daily relaxation pill of saying I like me, like I like myself, of loving myself. I take this daily relaxation pill of that because I want to have that be revealed more and more and more, more completely, more fully, more wonderfully in everything in my life. And the only way to have that is to talk about it. Now, we know that things that we talk about are things that come true in our life. We know that things that we talk about are the things that we experience and enhance in our life. So, if I talk about hate or unhappiness, then that's what I experience. And I don't want that, no. When I talk about limitation in any way, that's what I experience, but I don't want that. So, I consciously choose not to talk about that. I consciously choose not to talk about that. But, what is it that I consciously choose to talk about? I consciously choose to talk about me. I consciously choose to talk about my wholeness, my purity, my right action, my peace, my goodness. I consciously choose to talk about who and what I am. And that is my daily pill, my daily relaxation pill, that I take every day. I take it as often as I think about it, and I really should think about it very, very often, because I should have a little bottle up on the shelf with just sugar pills in it, and I reach up and take one every once in a while, and sometimes I take a whole handful. You don't need that much sugar in your body. That's not the point. It's a concept that I'm doing. It's not the sugar pill, but the concept. Can you have a pill with nothing in it? Sure. Most pills have nothing in it. But I take this pill which says, I love myself. I like myself. I enjoy myself. I experience all the things that are wonderful for me to experience. And as I take this, I'm constantly reminded to think beautiful thoughts. Now, have you ever been sapped by someone else where they sap your energy and take it away and you feel sort of empty and nothingness after that? Well, we have spoken about this many times, and the famous psychiatrist Dr. Shafia Karagula has done a lot of research on this and written books on this and is quite an authority. And she says that many times people come and sap us and we don't even know it. People come and take our energy and we don't even know it, because they're taking it in such insidiously subtle ways. What way could they take it? Well, when a person comes up to you and says, I like you, that's sapping you. Because you either respond positively, negatively, or not at all. If a person comes up to you and says, I like you, and you have the guts to say to yourself, everyone likes me. I like everyone. I create everyone liking me, and I like everyone. That's just a fact. And you are endorsing that. You are telling me that that's how you feel, that that's, that what I'm creating is very good. And someone comes up to you and says, "You stink." And you say, "Oh my goodness sakes, they don't like me." And you see, they're sapping you. They're taking your positive energy away and putting a negative cause in motion, and you are buying it. Someone comes up to you and says, "Oh, your mother died. Oh, your dog died. Oh, this problem, that problem." And you say, "Oh, oh, oh." And you believe it right away. And then they say, "April Fools." And you say, "My goodness sake, that person is really sick to say April Fool about such a important thing like that. How can they do that?" Well, it's easy. People are April Fooling us about our illusions all of the time. They're making fun about very important things in our life all the time. Are you a beautiful person? Good. If any person ever comes up to you and says you are not, then just ignore that and consider the source. It is not important. Are you a terrible person? And if you're not a terrible person, someone comes up and says you're a terrible person, you just ignore it. Are you an unhappy person? If someone comes up to you and says you're an unhappy person, ignore it. Are you in charge of your life? And someone comes up to you and says, "Oh, I think you're so in charge of your life. You're such a competent, capable, fantastic person." They're sapping you because you are drinking it up and saying, "Yes, yes, yes, that's me. Yes, 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 that's me." And you are being so silly because you're letting them buy into your world by a few compliments. And the compliments may be what they believe in, may not. The compliments may be just their way of ingratiating themselves into your life, of making you say yes or no to their comments. You mean to say that we cannot say yes or no to anyone's comments about us? That's right. We know the truth. You are 6 feet tall. Yes, I am, thank you, that's right. No, you are not, thank you, that's right. You are 6 feet tall. They are recognizing a fact about you, and the fact is neither good nor bad. The fact neither says that you're better because of it, or you're worse because of it, or you're whatever. It's just a fact, and you don't respond to that. You don't say, yes, no. If a person says, "Are you 6 feet tall?" and you say yes, then you are 6 feet tall. And now, again, there's no buying in, there's no insidiousness about it, there's no way of their taking over your personality, of sapping you in any way. You see, we don't need to accept compliments or condemnation of ourselves. We don't need to accept anything because we are it. And any time we accept it, we are being sapped. You say, "Well, goodness sakes, people live on compliments. People live on condemnation. People live on criticism and arguments. People live on happiness." No, people live on knowing who they are. And so that's why I take my daily relaxation pill of loving myself, of remembering who I am and knowing who I am and living who I am and being who I am in all of the most wonderful, fantastic ways. I do not need someone else to tell me how wonderful I am. I do not need someone else to tell me when I'm making a mistake. I knew it long ago, and I stopped it. I don't need someone to tell me I'm making a mistake. I don't need someone to tell me how to drive my car. I don't need someone to tell me how to turn here, turn there, or do this, or do that. When they're not along, I always get to where I'm going. And I don't need to tell anybody else how to drive, or how to live, or how to be. Because when I'm not around, they get along perfectly well. When is it that a parent stops acting like a parent and training their child into how they should go? I had that experience with my son. I had always been concerned lovingly for him and about him. "Call me when you get there. Let me know how things are going. Tell me what's going on." And then one day, he called rather late. And he called after he got back home again. He said, "You can pick me up at the airport." And I said, "Well, okay. You go and have a good night's sleep and have a good dinner and so on." "No, no, I'm here at the airport. You can pick me up." "Oh." And I said, "Never again am I going to worry about that guy. I just surround him with my pure white light of love and know his life is filled with pure white light of love. He's past the age, he's over 50 now, he's past the age of my telling him how to live his life and how to think his thoughts and how to fly his airplanes and drive his cars and to live his life with his wonderful family and wife. That's not my business. It's only my business to love him and to see him and his family and his world perfect and beautiful. And you see, when you take your relaxation pill, you're not concerned about how other people live their life. You just are concerned, if you say concern is the right word here, you just are aware of how wonderful your life is. When I take my relaxation pills of loving myself, I am aware of how wonderful I am, how happy I am, how fulfilled I am, how peaceful I am, how good everything is. My relaxation pills are the most wonderful pills in the world, and I take them every moment of my life, loving myself, loving myself, loving myself. And when I love myself, I love my world. And when I love my world, I do not have to tell my world how to kick in or kick out. I just tell my world, I love you, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're doing everything beautiful and good, and you're as happy and happy, happy can be. And my world is as happy, as happy, as happy can be. Is your world that way too? Why not? It's our choice, isn't it? Have a lovely day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.